Welcome to Twi'lek Talk, a Star Wars podcast, with your hosts, Rob Solo, Darth Dylan, and Old Ben.
It's never not mad, is it?
It's August 18th, 2017. Welcome to Twi'lek Talk, Episode 6. I'm Rob Solo, and I'm here with Darth Dylan and Old Ben, of course. They dropped a bomb yesterday, and Old Ben, tell us all about it.
I've got four words for you guys. Obi-Wow Kenobi movie. The Hollywood Reporter yesterday dropped the news that Oscar-nominated filmmaker Stephen Daldry is in early talks for the pick, which would center on the Jedi Master, who was played by both Alec Guinness and Ewan McGregor. Now, just want to let you guys know that right now it's a good sign that the Hollywood Reporter reported this, but there's no script yet. Ewan McGregor has not officially signed on, and, you know, what do you guys think? This is
Ewan McGregor said he would do it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I know he said
he's on board.
Yeah, he's on board.
The funny thing is, yesterday I remember I sent the link to the Obi-Wan information.
It was much appreciated.
Yeah, what was it? Hollywood Reporter?
Or it was the Hollywood
Weekly?
Reporter.
Yeah. I sent that in the group chat, and because we have a group chat that we talk to, the Twi'lek Talk official Facebook.
It's actually called Pluet Talk, but we won't do it.
Yeah, no, that's another story for a different day. We need some more blue milk in us to tell that one.
Yes.
But essentially what happened, I was saying how I miss Qui-Gon Jinn and Liam Neeson in the saga, and I'd like to see more of him. Then we get that information, which I think
that was
makes
funny.
The possibility even higher.
Holy moly. Could you imagine if we saw some Qui-Gon Jinn? I would love him to be in that.
He was at Celebration, remember?
True. He did a video at the 40th anniversary. Now, one thing I think a lot of people are discussing right now is what time period this is going to take place.
Yeah.
I really hope and I think it's going to be somewhere
in the nursing home.
Possibly, yeah.
No, saw his end.
The desert is pretty, you know, I mean, as you can see from, you know, McGregor to Guinness, I mean, the aging process. I think it should be 10 to 15 years into it. I think that's a good sort of...
Wait, you know, into what?
Into his exile.
Oh, okay. So on Tatooine?
Yes.
We were saying before, the one Rebels episode, if they even threw that in, like, as a little nod to it, if they brought back a live-action Maul, that would be pretty cool.
For a second. I can go for that.
I don't know. Maybe show it in a flashback.
Electronic legs and shit.
Yeah, that would be... Hey, you know, that would be... I could see it now, a new trailer with him in it. People would be on board for that in 2 seconds.
I love the Twin Sons episode of Rebels.
That was
when
great.
He died, I was a really...
Part of you died too, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like almost like I was a little upset when they first brought Maul back, but he grew on me.
Right.
He had a whole story arc where he took over Mandalore. He killed Duchess Satine. Do you think that this Obi-Wan movie, maybe I would like to see a flashback to him and Duchess Satine in live action, having some of their moments and maybe like, I don't know, conceiving Rey or something?
Well, I don't remember the voice actress that played her, but I mean, I've seen pictures of them together. I mean, they look like a couple. I mean, she looks very similar to what she does.
She does?
I believe so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's funny because... You know, just talking about the time frame, someone online actually joked that if they did set it prior to the events of A New Hope, that they can get Sebastian Stan to play Luke, who played Bucky Barnes.
Oh, yes. He looks just like him.
He looks like a young Mark Hamill.
I think I saw that picture. They put the photo, they superimposed it over him, and it was the exact same features.
Blow your mind?
You know, if they're doing it with Han, you know, why not?
But
guy doesn't look as good as the... Winter Luke. Soldier does it to Luke.
Yeah, I know.
Right, right.
Now, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy. They got to do it.
Are they related?
Who knows?
Anything's possible.
Anything.
But I think you have to give, if you're going to have Ewan McGregor, which obviously it's 99.99%. It's going to happen.
100. I'd say 100.
100, yeah.
He's coming back. It's
conceived.
And if he didn't, the fans would be pissed.
You got to give enough distance from the Alec Guinness character. In other words, you couldn't do it. Yeah. A year out from A New Hope, because everyone... It's similar to the Han Solo thing, where a lot of people are saying, don't give me that Han that's like, you know, right before A New Hope, because we associate Harrison Ford with that Han Solo.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we associate the New Hope Alec Guinness with that Obi-Wan. So
I think they should have went with like a 15-year-old Han Solo, like motherfucker just coming up.
How old is he supposed to be? In his 20s?
Probably early 20s, right?
They said, I had heard originally that they were going to maybe a time jump. Mm. That it was going to be like 19 to like 24, 25. That could change because the guy that's playing him, he could pull off somebody in his late teens, but he could also pull off somebody mid 20s. So, you know, it's really...
I'm thinking 23, 24.
I'm liking what Ron Howard's doing with the he's tweeting photos from the set. That makes it's a cool little tactic to get people on board with it.
Totally agree.
And really have like a connection with the film, you know?
It's getting me more excited than I ever was.
Yeah. It's supposed to be out in May. That's pretty soon when you think about
it. Yeah, get it ready. I want to see a little teaser or something.
There's gotta be, I'm thinking a trailer probably in the fall. I mean there's gotta be.
Yeah. So a lot going this down. This is like the
we're about in the fall.
Yeah, right now we're in the turning point, you know, when they're having Force Friday on September 1st, and then after that, it's like smooth sailing.
Yes. I have to agree with old Ben. It'd be nice to see
him. Well, I am wise and old, so that would be...
Yeah, and you're getting your own movie.
and I'm going to finally make that that Puppet Cash credit.
Yeah. Take that Puppet Cash. So I like that it would take place during his time on Tatooine. But that might get a little boring. I could see if they do that, right? No. And they do a little flashback action to him with Satine, maybe?
Shows him in A New Hope. He has... It seems like he's very familiar with the Mos Eisley Cantina, you know? I think they might show some stuff relating to that, like him going in there. Maybe, you know, he was pretty quick to cut off Ponda Baba's arm.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? Who's to say that didn't happen before, you know? Something similar.
Of course. Yeah,
maybe jump into like...
Shady, shady doings.
But maybe jump into like what do you got, like speculation as far as what you guys think this the premise of this movie could be. I mean, the comic books definitely pointed at here he is in his exile. He was this, you know, renowned Jedi master that, you know, had a job. He was a protector of the unit, you know, the galaxy.
Yeah.
And now here he is stuck on this desert planet watching over, you know, this young boy. Like what, you know, I had said, it's funny too, because in the first, I remember our first episode of Twi'lek Talk, I was like, if they're doing this, they got to do this thing where it's sort of like him struggling with his new life, this new identity as Ben Kenobi, even though the last name, come on.
Because he's been traveling the galaxy, and all of a sudden he's got to stay in this one planet and watch over this, like, little brat.
Yeah.
I would be upset, too, you know? Like, I guess what do? You just meditate. You go into, like, a Barash state or something, right?
Oh, yeah, they might go further into the Barash.
Maybe they'll go into the Barash.
It's the worst babysitting gig that anyone's ever had.
It sounds like a nightmare to me.
It's kind of creepy.
He didn't even have kids, or did he?
Whoa!
I would like to see a flashback. If they're going to go that route and they're going to go into the desert for most of the movie, show us some flashbacks to like pull us out of that dreary...
That it's going to be tough to keep like the audience's interest for 2.5 hours being stuck on... And believe me, you know, I love the Tatooine stuff, you know, but there has to be something to get the audience, you know... dialed into other things that are going on.
I think just seeing Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan
it's going to be incredible.
It's
going to be incredible.
Dylan, what do you think?
I mean,
if you could pick a time period, what would you want to see?
I'm right there with you guys. You know, I don't really see them doing much else with it. I mean, who's to say that they go the Han Solo route and make it like a prequel to the prequel, you know?
Prequel to the Clone Wars?
Yeah,
like that he don't look.
They're not going to do that. People makeup. Want the
worse.
Or make a different actor.
They make
not going to happen.
They could do it.
Now I'm all for the Ewan McGregor right after Episode 3, or maybe 10 years after, and showing the exile, showing him in that state as like kind of a hermit, you know?
Yeah,
like kind of what we see Luke as right now in The Last Jedi, that sort of thing. But you know, I think that's definitely what they're going to do. Like, that's just the only thing that I could see in my mind that they're going to do. I think it's going to be very good as more information unfolds.
So this supposed news that just dropped about it is this director Stephen Daldry. Now, is this official?
Roger Daltrey from
no.
the
No, no, no. early talks, that, like I said, that so they're, you know, again, the Hollywood Reporter or a Variety is reporting this. I don't think anything's come out from Lucasfilm or Disney
yet,
but that doesn't mean that...
They say they're in the early... They haven't even written a page of script yet.
I've written a couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send it in.
We all have.
So this guy that supposedly may be the director, it's not official. I don't want to jump the gun. But he's done such movies as, Billy Elliot?
And The Hours.
The Hours. Now, I don't remember either one of those movies. Billy Elliot is that cheesy Adam Sandler movie, right?
No, that's Billy Madison.
Oh, okay.
I would be very... Can you imagine Adam Sandler as
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
All right. You guys are turning me around. I thought that was Billy. I was thinking Billy Madison the whole time. All right, so it's Billy Elliot. I don't know. I don't know any of these movies. Hours. Is that a horror movie?
I don't know. Billy Elliot's a play. It was a famous Broadway play.
Yeah.
And he made a movie on it.
And he's working on something that's coming out in 2019 called Wicked.
That's another play.
That's also.
Oh, this guy's in the plays.
I wonder, maybe it'll play out like a musical, you know?
Well played. Obi-Wan the musical.
You know what? Ewan McGregor's done that in, what was
Moulin
that?
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Could work.
I don't know. I wouldn't be on board.
My name is Kenobi. I'm stuck on the desert.
do they have a writer for this yet, or is it just a director?
It's literally just announced that it's happening. You know,
they said that
starting.
He would oversee the development and writing.
Oh,
really? Okay.
So, I don't know if we should allow any one person that kind of power.
Look what happened with the two clowns, Ace Ventura punks.
Lord and Miller.
Yeah, go back to playing with Legos.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Yeah. Darth Dylan's getting rowdy tonight.
From the Sith Lord himself. So, of course, in every movie, there's got to be an antagonist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you guys see as an antagonist for this movie?
I'm bored with Dylan, man. Bring back Darth Maul.
Check it out, man.
Like that crippled Darth Maul, twisted, fucked up Joker Darth Maul, you know? Make him hunting Kenobi, like maybe even throw a little Ezra Bridger in there or someone as a kid. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Get creative with it.
It's about time that they bring in the, you know, that universe into the films, the primary films, because we haven't really seen much of that.
Rebels, man.
Yeah, and it's completely canon.
Totally.
It's the real deal.
Maybe just show Ezra Bridger and him having like a scene with the Sith holocron or something, and like he winds up going to Tatooine. Get creative with Disney.
Who knows what's going to happen in the new season of Rebels 2 that you could intertwine things with.
Yeah, I hope Kathleen Kennedy is working her imagination.
And listening to Twi'lek talk like she normally does.
Yeah, these are some good ideas we're throwing around here.
Dr. Evazan.
Billy Madison's director? Come on, no.
No, Billy Madison. I was totally sidetracked. I thought that was...
Obi-Wan.
I was worried when I thought that, too. I was like, that fucking Adam Sandler movie? You know me. I'm not that good with all that, you know.
That's funny.
I don't know. I'm excited. Old Ben, you got your wish. It's funny.
Great news.
We all got our wish.
I knew you'd be so happy.
Yeah.
You know, both of you.
It's cool that they dropped that out of nowhere, but it would have been cool if they dropped it at like maybe the 40th celebration. Maybe they didn't have it ready by then.
I feel like it's just one of those small leaks that blew up, you know?
Yeah, maybe. A lot of that going around.
One main news source reporting and everyone catches on. And now, hey, there's no way they're not going to do it now because everyone's freaking out.
Every
Star Wars page I'm part of, there's thousands upon thousands of comments of people theorizing and acting so happy about it. So, you know, it's the next spinoff.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Maybe it was a ploy this entire time by Disney.
I think they're really good, though, at releasing information. Like, they're masters at, like, just slowly, like, you know, you're not going to learn everything about what's going on in the next 2 years at one event. They're going to be spreading it out as the year goes on. And this is, again, one more really good sort of, you know, marketing thing for them to just release it now, and then next month something else, and they're just good at that.
And we'll all just sit around like assholes talking about it for a year before we hear another thing about it, speculating what the hell is going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we will learn more pretty soon, hopefully.
It's all fun. That's what makes the podcast, right? Yeah. I'm excited for it. I love CO1. Yes. Bring back Qui-Gon Jinn as a Force Ghost.
That's what I'm really hoping for. Liam Neeson, he was at Celebration on the big screen. You know, I think he even said something like, you know, bring back Qui-Gon, like that. Yeah, I would love to see that.
Samuel L. Jackson also wants to bring back
Mace Windu. That's what I'm saying. Mace Windu. Well, you know Snoke. So
this is true. Well, so
he's going to be back.
Yeah.
Because you know Snoke is Mace Windu.
You heard it here, folks.
7 foot. All 7 feet first of him.
So, Entertainment Weekly. Let's get into these. New information or new stuff that just dropped in this magazine. Now, I want to bring up the covers to begin with. And they put Luke on one cover and Rey with a blue saber on another cover.
I heard they used more blush on Mark Hamill than Rey for that photo shoot.
Oh no, he was just very, you know, blushing because he's like, oh, I'm in Star Wars.
Well, she looks airbrushed. She's a second. Yeah. I mean, I know it's all airbrushed, but she looks airbrushed. But it looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
So obviously, she's keeping that blue saber for a little while.
That's great. I love the look of Rey. She just looks like a badass.
She looks so cool.
She looks great.
I want her to get. I still want her to get a double sided blade. I still want to get a double sided lightsaber, right? Dual lightsaber.
I still think that staff. That'd be great. There's something going on with that staff.
Yeah, right. I think that she will get that eventually. Yeah, like that character in the game. She had a double sided staff. She kind of looked like Rey. What's that game?
Bastila, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes, that game.
Yeah, she had a yellow.
Remember, she was killing all them guys with the dual now saber.
You were saying you. Go off for a second. Knights of the Old Republic Netflix.
Yeah.
That would be cool too.
Yeah. Know? Oh, absolutely.
Bastila.
I think there's a petition for that. We talked about that.
See.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So the Porgs.
The Porgs.
That's you have a little slick on this one.
But I say they're cute, they're cuddly, they're penguin like. Chewy might have one for breakfast. And you're gonna buy them for your significant other? This Christmas.
You know what? That's gonna be our next intermission break. You gotta put some music over that.
What?
Porgs.
Porgs?
Porgs. They're cute. They're cuddly. And Chewie's gonna have one for breakfast.
Chewie's gonna have one for breakfast.
Let me clear my throat.
So these little creatures live in Octu.
Oh, you know what?
What the hell are they doing inside the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon?
I saw a thing online. There's a picture of Chewie next to a Porg.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, they're saying it looks like he's replacing Han, which is kind of nice. You know, it's sweet.
I don't know. The Porg is replacing Han? What?
Yeah, like Chewie's using him as
he might have a good, you know, I don't know.
I hope they don't get too cheesy with it.
I don't think they will. Ryan Johnson's a very serious guy. Yeah. And he's, you know what I mean? He's not serious. He seems like a... like lovable kind of guy, like, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Now that picture is legit, right? Like, Chewie sitting next to this Porg inside the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
It's Luke's favorite. It's his pet. He's Porgy.
He couldn't part with
it. It's Porgy Pig. Okay.
Porgins.
So they force Luke. So you guys are telling me they force Luke to leave Octu, and he's like, I can't part with this one Porg. He's got to come with us.
Yeah.
Chewie has him for dinner later.
Pork sirloin deluxe.
Shoot. All right, so we got that picture. That was the one that actually worried me a little bit.
Whatever.
I think it's like, because people also were speculating, I'm sure you guys heard this, that, oh, here comes the new Ewoks. They're probably like dangerous, blood-sucking, you know, knock your head off creatures. No, I think it's just, it's a cute little toy.
Let's not go Jar Jar Binks on us now.
What?
They did. I was worried about BB-8. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. And I feel like they did the same thing with the marketing. I mean, I already saw they're making a Porg plush doll. It's gonna be the new marketing tactic for the winter.
Why don't they just bring back those? What are they called? The little bird toys. Remember? They look just like them.
Mm,
Angry Birds?
No. It's like, no, I know what you mean.
You know, what are they called? They used to talk?
Furbies.
Furbies!
Yeah, a pork Furby. I'm sure they'll make them.
How cool would that? I get a pork Furby.
Pork Furby? That sounds like a drink or something.
Pour me a pork Furby, you old bastard.
I don't want that blue milk. Give me that pork Furby.
Give me that pork Furby.
On the rocks.
So you get a little clip of Rey talking to Luke. Luke's peeking out from this temple type thing, which may look like it's time for the Jedi. Remember the little trailer thing? And you see that perspective from behind. Or maybe Luke's just always standing inside that arch.
Maybe we don't see him outside there, yeah.
Maybe he just kind of peeks out. He's like, I don't come out of here. He's like, do your practicing over there. I'll watch from here.
It'd be half of the movie he spent inside that rock.
I hope not.
And half the audience wants their money back. Mm-hmm. Actually, more than half.
The caretakers is another thing they dropped in the EW books.
They're like a fish creature.
They are bird type of alien. Take care. They actually in the description they take care of the island. They're like the caretakers of island.
I really like that. That's
do they awesome. Speak basic?
They speak blubbery Scottish fish talk. Oh, yeah. according to EW.
And it looks kind of like me, laddie.
But the interesting thing is that they don't like Luke. But they tolerate him.
What? Was this serious?
That's one of the... if you look at it... Up,
he's taken over.
He's sort of taken over. They're like, look, you know, you can't build on, you know... Can't build a Jedi shopping mall on our land.
Wow. Do you know who I am? And they're asexual, right?
They're all female.
Sorry. They're all female.
Yeah.
How do they reproduce?
Through their gills.
All right, so the caretakers of R2. What's it called? Oct2.
R2.
And that's
Oct2.
And the other thing to point out too is they are puppets, and it's one more good trend of puppets. Practical effects.
I like this movie.
Didn't you say they look like a certain character from another?
They look like There Is No Nothing.
Oh, right. Never Ending Story,
don't they?
Yeah.
Like their face.
You've
never seen the Never Ending Story?
Not in full. I know what it is.
What the hell, Darth Dylan?
Evil.
Guess who's having a movie night? Evil. All
right. Still got to watch Turbo Kid.
Not just all right. All right. You've never seen that. He's never seen it. You always have a viewing.
All right.
But we grew up with that though.
Yeah, don't matter none. Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Another thing I might add, we're in Rob Solo's man cave.
Yeah. Right now
for the first time.
The force is strong here.
Is it the first time?
Yeah, we did the review, like two reviews here.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the first podcast we've
pretty
done.
Pretty cool, pretty cool.
This is like like Yoda's cave, but it's imbued with the force.
So. Oh yeah. This kyber crystal surrounding us.
Yeah.
So the Red Guards
Praetorian Guards, yes.
What does that remind you of?
You know,
Tron, right?
It reminded me of Sark's Guards in Tron. I'm not completely, until I see it in context, in action, I'm not completely, it looks a little bit too slick and refined for me.
It reminds me of a slick, like how they did with the First Order Troopers, it reminds me of a slick version of the Royal Guards.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I get from it.
I think it's the cloth on the Royal Guards that made it had that authentic retro feel, where these guys do feel a little futuristic. No. But, guys, this is the future.
It is. You know?
Keep that in mind.
You didn't see the... you didn't see the new... they released an image of the new playset.
No.
Ben and I saw it, though.
Yes.
And I'm sure if anyone else saw it, it pretty much reveals, I don't know if you want me to say it or
not. Yeah, go for it.
It's Snoke.
It's out there. I can look at it.
Like a 7-foot tall Snoke next to one of these guards, and you could definitely see the difference in height. And he's wearing the gold robes, which was, you know, we've been talking about this since episode one of the podcast.
It's a white robe with gold, like, lining or something?
It's actually fully gold.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Can't get that on QVC.
He looks like gold member.
Don't smoke it up on kick.
No, but, and he's wearing the ring, too. So that's another thing.
Whoa.
We're saying it might be the
Kyber crystal. Is it a Kyber crystal ring?
I don't know. It's just a small image.
Really?
Yeah, but then... In the playset, it looks like he's sitting upon this throne with the guards surrounding him, and Rey she looks like she's fighting off some of these And then Finn is there, and Poe Dameron, and I think the new character, I forget her name.
Rose.
Rose, yeah, Rose is there too.
So this and is not just a scene from the movie. This is just action figure setup.
Well, no, that's the thing. It looks like people are saying it might be the climax of the film, which is kind of...
That's theory.
It's theory, right?
But, yeah.
Or it might be a scene in the film, because I don't know.
I would like to pull that up. I don't know why
they would release that like 2 months before. I'd like to
pull that
up
and check it out. Yeah, I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, so, no, another cool thing, too, is they did say, because there was a lot of speculation that Snoke was going to be a puppet. Remember we had said that?
He is, right?
No.
No, he's...
It's actually going to be performed, all motion capture performance by Andy Serkis. And by the way, as a side note, if you guys
J.J. Abrams came in, he was like, nah.
They lied to us!
If you guys haven't seen War for the Planet of the Apes, check it out, because right. Andy Serkis is incredible.
Oh, man, I heard you said that was good. Role.
Yeah. You saw it too? Yes.
You saw the War of the Apes too?
No, I didn't see the movie. I saw trailers.
Ben said it was badass. I didn't see the movie. He said it was the best.
He kills it as Caesar.
All right. If it looks that good, man, if they're gonna do it well, I'm on board. I could see. I don't know. You know, I'm open to technology. Just
because again, we're in the future.
I see what Snoke. I know what happens. He's a big character in the film. They weren't getting down the puppetry.
Is that what it was?
I'm guessing that's what happened.
So they
wanted to make it completely puppet with, I guess, what would they do? Or like, you know how they did it with...
Why can't they build an outfit and put it on a guy?
I think that's what they were going to do.
Because I think he's more human. Because again, they're saying like he's more human than he is alien. There's some alien features, but there's a lot of human. And maybe they just couldn't get that enough human in the puppet. The look of the puppet. That's kind of what I get.
Remember what they did with Unker Plutt in Force Awakens? It's going to be, I believe, a similar thing to that. They put a costume on him.
Simon Pegg and Unker Plutt.
They put the digital effects over
they
him.
They did?
At the end. Yeah, it looks like a costume, though.
All right. Yeah, that looked good.
I could buy that.
That's what they'll do.
I could buy that.
Because we're going to be seeing him a lot.
Maz Kanata looked a little weird to me.
Yeah.
We don't speak of her.
No? She's got a rich history, I found out. She took over that castle a long time ago.
There's definitely a lot more I think they're going to iterate about her, how she got the actual, that lightsaber. I mean, that's a
how did she get huge that thing. Someone cleaning out the trash.
Jedi trash.
Yeah.
temple trash.
There's speculation a lot of people are talking about that it's possible. There's a theory. Somehow it's connected to how she got that lightsaber from, what was it? Star City.
Have you guys seen the meme where after Luke gets his hand cut off by Vader, all of a sudden up pops Maz Kanata with a little trunk and catches it?
Yeah, I did see that.
It's incredible. If you can find it, that meme somewhere.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah. That's probably canon, as we would say.
It might be.
The magic bullet of Star Wars.
The grass.
The grass.
Anything you guys want to add about the pictures from the EW? Last Jedi stuff? Or the action figure thing we brought up?
The action figure thing, that was...
Is Snoke skin colored? Like,
It looks
pale? Or...
It's pale. It's a pale pinkish color, it looks like, even a little
so
pink.
So he's not white?
No.
Okay.
Not fully.
Hoping he would be.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So he just looks like a guy who's melted in a fire, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Without, charcoal.
Yeah. He looks like... People are saying he looks like... I can't get that out of my mind, the gold member thing. But I'm going to have to mentally block that out before I see the film. I really hope that doesn't become a meme, like a big meme.
All right, so he might be badass.
Yeah. I think he's going to be.
Are they
going to
drop a trailer? I mean, this movie's coming out in soon, 115 days.
Who's counting?
I am.
We are.
That's what I'm thinking soon.
We got 115 days. All we have seen was that trailer/teaser. They dropped at the 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
And a little bit behind the scenes. Yep, real.
That's about it.
That's it. We're getting more from the action figures than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one big sort of thing.
Rogue One.
I don't know what happened there.
Cut that. That's
good.
Cut that part out. We're at it. Keep it. Who knows? There,
Joey Gladstone.
Joey Gladstone. Okay, so no, the other probably one of the biggest like reveals with the EW was the fact that Luke believed at some point that Kylo, his nephew Ben Solo, was the chosen one.
Yeah,
that's like the big for me. I mean, you guys, that was like a huge sort of thing because, of course, according to George Lucas, it was Anakin all along.
Yeah.
A lot of people speculated, and even at some point, Obi-Wan thought that Luke was.
This canon?
Yeah, that's what Mark Hamill said in the interview, and
he did.
And Disney would have easily, you know, said, but this again, that's from his certain point of view.
Yeah, well, Mark Hamill, he has a history of saying things that, you know, he thinks should have been included in the new films. Like, I know during Celebration, and last year's Celebration, noticeably, and the one right before Force Awakens, he was, you know, he was kind of alluding to the fact that he was displeased with the way they were treating the new films and the plot lines, and he was saying, like, a lot of things, like, of how during the climax of Force Awakens with Han Solo and his son, Luke should have sprung in and kind of been, like, the buffer there to watch it happen. But, you know, I feel like that might just be Mark Hamill giving his two cents on what he thinks should really be in the saga. Or what, you know, because Mark Hamill is Luke. So I'm thinking he's getting into Luke's head.
I think as in real life, Mark is opinionated but also lenient.
Oh, yeah.
Toward what's happening. Obviously, he loves to play the part. And I think, I almost feel like me and Mark got a lot in common, you know? Like we're bros or something. We should have him on the show.
We'll book that for next week.
After Comic-Con.
But yeah, I think he's lenient towards it because it's all very exciting for him. He's a geek, you know? He's looking forward to playing the part regardless. And I'm sure he's opinionated because he's a geek. You know what I mean? The guy reads comics. The guy collects toys. The guy loves acting in these movies. And he's going to want to, like, you know, he's a writer too. Because
he practically lives the gimmick. Yeah, he lives it. You know, unlike Harrison Ford, who's just, you know, I think Harrison Ford's opinion of it changed a little bit after this movie, but, you know, Harrison Ford's just like, oh, here we go again with this stuff.
Are you going to see the new Han Solo film? No.
He said that?
Something like that.
He might be in episode 8.
That's another new report that we're seeing.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, well, they didn't say Harrison Ford, they said Han Solo is going to have a very large role in The Last Jedi. Who knows? It might just be flashbacks. It might be his voice.
A large role, though?
A large role.
Did they say large?
Yep.
Large Marge?
Yeah, I don't have the source right now.
I don't have
notes or anything like old Ben.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the guy would come back. I mean, he said in the past that he would only play the part if his character was killed off. Why come back, you know? Maybe he's just so senile now, they just get him in there and run a couple lines.
He's busy doing the new Indiana Jones.
Oh, right. He's working on Indiana Jones. He's warmed up.
In the Blade Runner.
Oh, and he's in Blade Runner. This guy's busy as hell, come to think of it.
You're damn right.
I can see him showing up in episode
8. Hey, you know, he showed up. I think he's just trolling us. It just clicked. He was at Celebration.
He's fucking with us.
He loves Star Wars.
He's like Jesus. He's just fucking with us.
You think he's buying a porg for his wife?
I think he's like, honey.
He probably bred porgs in his backyard and nobody knows about it, and that's where he got enough money for the character.
He milks the porgs to get
on that note.
Let's take a break. We'll take a quick break after these commercials. We'll come back and we're going to talk about some parentage or something and caretakers and I don't know, all types of stuff. Alright.
Not able to bullseye womp rats like you used to? Are you falling into your own emotional sarlacc pit? Maybe you need to add some bantha milk into your diet. More protein than root leaf stew, and much healthier than death sticks, bantha milk will give you the energy you need to outrun those Tusken Raiders. Bantha milk. Liquid. Blue. Yummy. Really yummy.
Well, the director's given me the cue to be faster and more intense. Welcome back to Twi'lek Talk, episode 6. And we're continuing our conversation about all things Star Wars. Right now, I'm going to just jump back a little bit to what we were talking about before, about Luke believing that Kylo, Ben Solo, his nephew, was actually the chosen one.
Because we didn't go that much over that. No. I think we need to delve into that. That seems important, right?
It's big.
Yeah.
Why would he think that?
When you think of the bloodline.
It's all about the Skywalkers.
Yeah. Something about it.
And I guess it's something to the effect of, you know, did he feel like his father really did balance the Force? Because, again, here is another instance, another time where it's imbalanced again. And, you know, as Yoda said in Episode 3,
a prophecy misread could have.
Yeah.
Yep.
I always just thought of Darth Vader as the chosen one. He did bring balance to the Force for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, for 20, 30 years.
We had a good run, didn't we?
The chosen one.
Mm.
The one.
Why? Do you think someone else can be his record, 20 or 30 years?
You know, it's really the... What's 20 to 30 years opposed to, you know, infinity?
Matter of fact, come to think of it, there was like 100 years or... No, like, wasn't there like 900 years of peace after the Old Republic shit went down?
Yeah.
When Darth Bane took over and the Rule of Two came in, there was peace for quite a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that canon?
I don't know yet.
Darth Bane was in the Clone Wars.
He was. I would say it would be canon.
Yeah.
I would say. You know, they're going to make it canon.
We have to say, from the Old Republic to the New Republic reigning for, that was like 900 years, and Yoda was rolling, and, alright, no one's beating that record anytime soon.
Nah. Yeah, 30 years is
nothing. So who's the chosen one?
Anakin. I mean, in my estimation, though again, like, it's interesting because, remember, this is Luke's point of view. This isn't, you know, the prophecy saying this person is this, you know, I think that that's Luke's, you know,
that's a goddamn belief. Cop-out for Star Wars is from a certain point of view.
Well, I mean, it was Obi-Wan. I mean, that was Obi-Wan's for lying to Luke, if you think about it. That was his kind of like, well, yeah, didn't really tell you the truth, but I didn't really lie to you.
From a certain point of view.
So.
From my point of view.
From my point of view.
So I guess this means that Luke, you know, maybe looked to his nephew as like, here's the next generation of, you know, who is going to lead the Jedi after Luke's time is done.
That's definitely in the vein of what he means, what you just said.
All right, I'll let it slide. So Luke maybe says, hey, whoa, maybe this dude's the chosen one, and, you know, prophecies, whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's what I say, yeah.
And Luke's like, all right, I'll give him that. So this is all just speculation, though. It's not canon. They haven't come out and admitted this, Lucasfilm or Disney or Kathleen Kennedy or anybody, right?
No, this is just... I think this was Mark Hamill in the interview with EW, I believe. Now,
is he supposed to be slipping up like that?
EW wouldn't have... He would have been...
They wouldn't misquote him.
No.
All right, so he says exactly what?
That I don't have it exactly in front of me, but but basically he believed that, you know, his nephew was the chosen one, and that he banked the farm on it, or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah. He put all his eggs in one basket,
and it backfired on him. So maybe the reason why he went to Octo.
He was that discouraged, he just went to Octo.
Well, I mean, we don't know the full story because they're doing very well. They're doing really good with not telling us what's going on.
Everything's being held in secret, yep.
But obviously, the Jedi, you know, order that Luke started up is no more, as far as we know.
Yeah.
And there was in the flashbacks that Rey had, there was definitely something going on as far as, you know, the temple, what looked like Jedi temple, you know, was in flames. So
I hope we get more on that.
You know, I heard something. I don't know if this was true or not, but I thought Mark Hamill said something along the lines that we're not going to hear much about what happened to Luke prior to Force Awakens. Just like a little bit of information.
I just assume he was chilling out and, you know, got some younglings.
The only info we have is that one comic book that came out right after Jedi where he and that rebel officer retrieved those Force trees, which I still think might play a part
canon?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other thing was they mentioned in one of the novels that Luke and Kylo were in search of, they were on a mission, or they were on searching for maybe other force, you know, sensitives. So
yeah,
not a whole lot.
Yeah,
not a lot to go on, but it's going to be interesting. I'm curious as to, you know, again, it seems like this is his point of view, not him like looking at the prophecy and being like, yep, that makes sense.
I'm assuming he's probably going to take it easy for a little while. I would say 20 or 30 years. Chill out. Find some younglings, you know, easy going. Maybe start a little school.
Chiba.
I don't want to see all that. Let's move it along now.
Next.
So what's the thing about Ray and Finn's parents that you guys have been talking about? I heard you guys were bringing something up that something dropped, but I didn't hear anything.
So basically, Ryan Johnson says, to me, meaning to the audience, it's important insofar as it's important to her as far as what her parentage is. And it's important to her in terms of what is her place in all of this, in the galaxy? What's going to define her in the story? She was told in the last movie that the answer is not in the past, it's looking forward. Okay. That was Maz Kanata.
Yeah.
But she's showing up on this island to talk to this hero from the past. I think that, you know, what they're trying to do maybe is, you know, say it's important, but it's not really important. Like, you know, it's like her parents are who her parents are, but she can't be beholden to that, and she can't be... Which leads me to believe there's got to be some connection to a dark force.
Palpatine?
Please.
Is it?
Palpatine's daughter.
Granddaughter, probably.
Granddaughter, yeah. Could it be? Because you know he was...
Silver Fox.
He was
totally...
It was
your anger.
He had control of the galaxy for quite some time. He was playing.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably dropping his seed everywhere. It's never said that that's the... Not the Sith way, right?
No, passion. It's all about passion.
They can do whatever they want. They want to have multiple reproduction.
I'm trying to keep it friendlier.
You know, like they could, you know, score their shorts at will. It's pretty interesting. Do you think because she does that stab in The Force Awakens?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You think that's symbolic to her being Palpatine? Yeah. You guys are really turning me around here. No. I was on the Kenobi bandwagon for a while.
I don't know about Palpatine. I'm
starting
thinking
I
keep on going
something
back.
Dark.
Man, I keep on going back. Wouldn't it be, it's Star Wars irony if the greatest light side user, Luke, trains the granddaughter of the most vicious dark side user, Palpatine.
Right?
It would be such a great story to tell.
You're on board with this, old Ben?
I've been on board with it. I mean, I was on the Kenobi band. I'm on both bandwagons. I'm sort of straddling the line between one train and another going the same direction.
Yeah.
So hopefully I won't fall off. But yeah, I'm totally about, like, you know, if it's Palpatine, that would be, it's incredible. Plus it ties back into the original trilogy and, you know, the prequels.
Good story, right?
Yeah. Imagine what that would be with Kylo, too. That interaction, you know?
He's a scummy. He turns to the light. She turns to the dark. Everyone's speculating that.
You think? I don't... That would seem a little predictable.
A lot of people are saying that there might be a switch. There might be a, you know, like a swerve that, you know...
Curveball!
Yeah. I like the way Rey's looking in the new film with her lightsaber... her outfit,
her
samurai.
She's cool.
She looks like she's gonna do a good job.
I could see Rey being tempted
for
some reason or another.
I think she was already in The Force Awakens. If you think about it, she looked like she was tapping into the dark side when she was whooping down on Kylo.
I know.
She was stabbing.
She didn't know.
She didn't know she was doing.
Or did she?
She wasn't trained. You needed a trainer. Someone to teach you.
Like Mickey Goldmill from Rocky. No.
You need a teacher. So, she decides to learn from Luke, which is probably a good thing. If she becomes a light side user and has the potential of Palpatine / Sidious, how badass could she become? If you think about
it. The answer is very badass, Rob.
Right?
One might say too badass.
A little bit. She'd be probably gray.
And they say two badasses are better than one.
She would probably be gray, right? She would be gray, balance the force left and right. She'd be so powerful.
That's why I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's as it's going to turn out that she becomes you know, the prophesized one.
The chosen one.
Yeah.
Chosen one. So yeah. You're saying it's Rey. So that would mean she would have to be a Skywalker blood.
Is it necessary?
I guess they never really solidified that, right?
Who let the dogs out?
They never actually solidified that it had to be Skywalker blood. Who let the dogs out? Right? So it could be any bloodline that is the prophecy of the chosen one. But who has a higher midichlorian count than the Skywalker bloodline? Yeah. Do you think Sidious has a higher midichlorian count than the Skywalker bloodline?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Remember those midichlorians. It's a big deal. Yeah,
I think even Palpatine admired Anakin's potential. Right? She's probably... You guys, this sucks because I didn't really want her to be a Skywalker, but she might be a Skywalker.
Do you think that could be a... like? Again, it would be a great sort of swerve that be like everyone thinks like the minute they see her and Luke on that, oh my god, he's seeing his daughter for the first time in however long, and she's a Skywalker. Then there's so much information that's contrary to that.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, all along she was. That would be ridiculous.
Rey Skywalker, it sounds good.
I would think
they say Rey's not even her real name though.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Isn't it a name she gave herself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I predict. She probably is a Skywalker from Han Solo and Leia. Maybe they just forgot to mention they had another child together.
They're like, oh yeah, that happened.
Right? In Legends, I mean, if you think about it, in Legends, they did have multiple children. And one of them was female, or two of them was female.
Jason and,
It'll be revealed.
Why not just take that route again? I'm saying that she might be the daughter of Leia and Han Solo.
Another thing. What?
Look at the way Leia hugged her.
I think the only way that they can figure this out and sort this through as if they go on Maury.
DNA test.
Oh, God. another thing. Maury, yeah. Luke, you are not the father.
I told you. Yeah, I told you.
I told you.
All right, there we go. No. It's ridiculous. Also clicking, Empire Strikes Back, the big reveal with the father thing with Luke and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
This is our Empire Strikes Back of the new trilogy.
True.
So it's going to be revealed, I think.
Are you saying Snoke is Rey's father?
I was thinking that actually before it could potentially be Snoke.
Could that possibly?
You know,
and they still don't know if he's a human. I mean,
he looks like a human to me. I don't know.
He looks like a mangled up human.
He's regenerating. That's what he's doing.
Well, maybe apparently he's just so badass in the dark side that his fucking face is totally mangled.
Yeah, he's too dark.
He's been doing it for so long. This is what you turn into a turtle.
After a while, I was lucky he didn't go blind. But, you know, that's not big.
Well, yeah, that's another possibility. You know, that could be a big reveal.
Wow.
Maybe granddaughter. I don't know.
So nobody really knows for sure who their parents are.
Next week, we'll have Rey and Luke on the show to discuss.
Now, is it even important who Finn's parents are? I thought he was just some kid that was pulled off a planet and made into a stormtrooper to become a killer.
I'm just going to go off and say it. I'm not really sold on Finn's character yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I think a lot of people aren't because we didn't really get to know much about him so far in the... what was it? Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So I hope we go more into that too. You know, I hope his character's iterated upon a bit.
Not every character has to have like a big background. I think Finn could just be some guy that realized, hey, I'm working for the wrong side. I don't really agree with this. Go to the rebel side, you know?
And then sometimes a lot of this stuff gets sorted out in the comic books or the novels anyway. So you might learn more about it. But they did say that John Boyega, who plays Finn, actually said a little bit about it. He said that he definitely has a past that is troubled. He doesn't know how it's all going to play out. We'll learn more about his past and where he came from and potentially why he made the decision to escape that he made.
Yeah.
So that must have been a long time coming. Bubbling under the surface.
Speaking of comic books, you guys want to get into the...
Yeah, let's drop a little bit about that.
What is it? K2SO Cassian comic that just dropped? Issue 1?
When Cassian met K2SO.
Yes.
A one-shot.
One-shot. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Marvel put it out. I love Rogue One, as you all know. One of my favorites. This comic book put out by Marvel was a K2SO Cassian annual. The writer was Dwayne Straczynski. Come on, Darth Dillon. You're throwing me. I can't say his name as it is. Artist was Fernando Blanco. It just dropped on August 9th, so about 9 days ago, and I enjoyed it because I love these characters. It was so cool to see, like, Cassian, like, kind of pulling them apart, and at one point he was like, I'm at 29%, so I still remember I have to detain you, and, like, the conflict to, like, to actually get him, you know, wipe his memory and shit. Very cool. I was into it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what drew me into, you know, the whole story was awaiting to see the first meeting and the again in Rogue One, that was one of the great comedy parts, was the comedy between K2SO and anybody but Cassian too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, the best chemistry.
Yeah, it was great chemistry. So, but Dylan, you had a chance to also
you took a look at it, right, Dark Dylan?
Yeah, you brought it over. Yeah. I have to say, I really what's it called? I think it's cool that it's a one shot. And it's just that one story that everyone wanted to hear from Rogue One. And you get to see a little bit more backstory on this droid, you know? Because I think this is probably going to be it after this year with Rogue One, if I am thinking correctly.
Well, Rogue 2 period. Already came out.
Yeah, Rogue 2, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. That
but was yeah, cool. I love the artwork as well. And
it was good,
it
right?
It was great, yeah. Yeah.
That guy's good, Fernando Blanca. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. And it was cool to see, like, a little Cassian getting to know, you know, how this droid works and, like...
And where the kill switch is, by the way, if you want to know, read the comic book.
Isn't it, like, at his booty or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It's like...
Booty switch!
So, yeah, they change it up, and, like, Cassian being a rebel, which is always cool. I don't know. I like to see Cassian being a rebel. He's been fighting a fight since he was, like, six and shit. Very cool. Another comic that dropped this month was the Darth Vader.
Issue 4.
That was cool because after Darth Vader issue 3, I was like, that dude, Darth Vader just got whooped by that dude. And I was like, holy shit, man. You ever see Darth Vader get whooped like that?
Yeah, it was weird to see.
You don't mess with a Jedi. It's taking the barrage vows.
So he shows up in issue 3 to this. What's that guy's name?
My master in Phila.
Phila. And this dude's in barrage mode, and he takes out his lightsaber. He brings back his lightsaber in action because Darth Vader shows up, and he knows that this is a dude that was a big component in Order 66. That dude tears Darth Vader a new one, loses leg and everything, and then this issue starts out from that point. And what does he do with the Force, man?
Vader calls on the Force like no other. Like, I don't think we've ever seen some... Well, Rogue One. I'll give Rogue One, he pretty much showed, like, him at it, the height of his power.
Yeah, he used the Force to rebuild a leg from, like, some droids that were, like, busted up nearby or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is that, man? That's some strong shit.
And basically, this story was about Vader in his search for a kyber crystal and this particular Jedi that was hunting. And, just crazy, crazy, action scenes in this one.
So he rebuilds his leg and he goes back, and the only reason he beats, what's this guy's name?
Master and Phila.
He was cool. The only reason he beats this dude is because Vader puts... innocent people at risk, and this guy decides to try to save them, but in turn kills them all and himself. Vader cracks his fucking neck
and drops him into a waterfall.
I got really excited, man. That was wicked, right? And takes his lightsaber, and he set out to get this lightsaber. Darth Sidious said he had to regain to prove himself, and now he's got his lightsaber. How many more issues of this we got?
I don't know.
Isn't it six?
It might be.
It's not ongoing, is it?
It's not. I don't think
we should probably look that up.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah. Keeping up with every issue and stuff, and curious to see where he goes next. If he actually, maybe we'll actually see him create the lightsaber, because we've not really, besides Luke, you know, sort of putting together, you know, the saber in that Return of the Jedi cutscene, we've never really seen on screen or anywhere.
What about those
little
young Padawans in the Clone Wars?
Were they putting the lightsabers together?
Well, they were getting their crystals. I think we saw them putting light.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You might be right.
Little elves, the North Pole.
You might be right.
I like how they're, we get to see a version of Darth Vader that's not just this tank that we know him as, like this, you know, entity that, like, you cannot defeat him. Like, we actually get to see him fall for a second, you know?
It's because he's fresh off of the battlefield.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan.
You get to see still a sense of Anakin in there, you know?
He's a resilient man. He just keeps coming, Darth Vader. I was like, damn, he's got whooped, but like he comes back, man.
Oh yeah.
Snaps that dude's neck. That was actually really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think this is an ongoing series, guys.
Awesome. Oh,
that's awesome, yeah.
That's great. I might have to start hitting the comic book store on Wednesdays once a month to just pick this up alone. Can't really afford to collect the way I used to, but
who can?
I am enjoying this.
Yeah.
Any other comics you guys want to talk about or that you're collecting from Marvel at this juncture in time?
No.
The Mace Windu.
That's it.
The Mace Windu comic series that just came out.
Are you going to pick that
reveals
up?
Reveals he's Snoke.
Are you going to pick that up?
No.
just messing around.
Yeah. All right. So last time we were together, we brought up the Valerian thing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen.
All right, old Ben hasn't seen.
That's okay.
Valerian.
That's fine. I mean,
it's probably for the best.
How did it come up? I caught up in saying that maybe that director could do a Star Wars movie.
Oh right,
that's how it came up. Now, is that something after seeing Valerian? Do you think that's something you could see, Darth Dylan?
Oh, what was that?
The director of Valerian. Do you think that dude could direct us?
I really loved the direction and the art. I saw an art book in the store the other day of Valerian. I loved the art aspect of the film. I thought it was beautiful.
It's imaginative.
Yeah, everything. The creatures you see. Yeah. It was just great. The CGI was even very good.
Very good.
But, you know, I heard a lot of people saying it played out exactly like a comic book, like a long comic book. And I think that's a very realistic way of seeing it because it felt like, you know, they're literally reading the lines from the script without much emotion. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Something was lacking. It was definitely supposed to be corny like that on purpose. Like,
yeah. It might grow on me in time, but I really didn't enjoy it. I thought it was badly paced.
It felt like there were three distinct acts.
Yeah.
And they were all completely, I feel like they had nothing to do with
it. It had its moments of coolness. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, not that if the guy had a good script to go by, I could see him directing something beautiful, but I'm sure it almost appears as if he would put a little, it could work.
Yeah.
I like Valerian root. It helps me go to bed.
Oh yeah.
When this movie,
did you guys feel Valerian, like you were going to bed?
Yeah. Effect it had. It
felt like I was in the theater for 4 hours.
It felt long, right? My favorite YouTuber, Johnny from Film Fury and Happy Console Gamer, he did a really good review. He said it was the greatest movie he's seen in recent years because he loved The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
And he was similar to that. I think you just need to be in a certain creative mindset.
Oh, so he liked it.
Yeah, I did too. The thing is, I was there with three of my friends who were all making, you know, like they were cracking jokes about it. So I didn't get, we were all having a good time.
Those Dark Brothers, man.
Yeah, the Dark Brothers. Yeah, but
gotta watch out for them. I don't know
the dark side. They're tapping in the dark side.
I love them.
No, but
the characters.
Yeah. But you gotta watch it again.
One day we'll
Blu-ray
sit down and watch it in my living room.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
Ben hasn't
seen it.
My brother's wedding was that weekend, and then by the next week, they were already pretty much out of the theater.
It was out of the theater. I don't know what it was. Wow. It was just lacking something. So, not to really get, it's just not a review on this movie, but
I don't know if it would.
I think they wrote
Star Wars is its own thing.
It looked beautiful. That's the thing. It looked beautiful.
Just because it looks beautiful doesn't mean there's something.
Yeah, true.
It reminded me of the prequels. That's what it did.
A little bit.
Yeah, like
a little bit. It had a lot of Phantom Menace in there,
which was I liked.
It had a lot of
Pod Race.
Yeah, pretty close to it.
I enjoyed it more than I could watch that instead of Phantom Menace. I think.
I don't know about all that. There was a scene that felt pod-racy when he was running around with that thing in his arm.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was kind of pod-racy. Yeah. It was kind of cool at the same time. It was a new take on something. And definitely when they were under the water, that was very Phantom-racy. Yeah.
They gotta, you know, yeah. I don't know. I feel bad about the film because it lost so much money. But yeah. Keep Star Wars the way it is. What? That's all I'm saying. Make Star Wars great again.
Okay.
Yep, we're having
anything, such a big issue. Anything you guys want to add to this episode 6 of Twi'lek Talk?
No, I mean, for me, again, the Obi-Wan news is the big story.
Huge.
It's amazing. You know, and I'm just really just got to keep on keeping up to date and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
As far as.
It better be Ewan McGregor.
I mean, yeah.
It will be.
It better be.
He is Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he is.
The new Obi-Wan.
At this point, McGinnis is dead, so he has to be.
If I hear, you know, Justin Bieber or something, no, I say no.
Justin Bieber.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Liam Neeson as well.
Yes.
We got to see Qui-Gon. He's the...
And have Frank Oz, like, communicate with him.
Totally. Totally. Frank Oz is... Get him. I would get Frank Oz in the studio and just have him recording lines constantly.
Yeah.
Say this. Lines, I might use this lines. In the future. Say this. You know.
Say this. A E I O U.
Just say every.
Just give him a dictionary.
I would just give him every letter throughout the alphabet, and I'll be able to splice that together into words. Yeah. With today's technology, you could do it.
Sure.
That was great, guys. I had a really good time.
Woo!
Twi'lek Talk, episode 6. Check us out at TwiLikeTalk.com, where you can find all of our content. There you can get to every page that we're linked on, which we're linked on a lot of pages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Again, thank you to Ben for his amazing commercials. Thank you to Darth Dylan for rocking out with his cock out. Thank you to Rob Sula. That sounded cool. I just flowed with it.
Yeah,
and also,
you're not false.
Yeah,
we're in the same room. You know what's going on.
You're a rock star, baby. I know how it goes.
Yeah,
Ken
Frederick, our webmaster friend. KenFrederick.com for all of your graphic design needs and desires.
Great guy.
Fantastic work.
He's a great guy. Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
He's great. Until next time. Next time's my lucky number, so episode 7.
Another thing I'll add in, go on Netflix and watch Rogue One.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now, so cool.
It's a big deal, I think.
One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Borg Gullet.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
I knew that.
How could you forget about Borg Gullet?
Stay tuned next episode 7.
And may the Force
be with you.
Always.
I'm in. I'm in.